الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وأما من خاف مقام ربه ونهى النفس عن الهوى فإن الجنة هي المأوى. وقال تعالى: وما أبرئ نفسي إن النفس لأمارة بالسوء. وقال تعالى: يا أيتها النفس المطمئنة ارجعي إلى ربك راضية مرضية فادخلي في عبادي وادخلي جنتي. وفي الباب آيات كثيرة. Before starting our actual subject, which is on the nafs and the dangers of the nafs and how we must be apprehensive and take precautions against the nafs. But just a few reminders, which we have heard quite a bit, Allah make it that Allah give us the tawfiq of the amal, that we are in this 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah. And these are very, very Mubarak days. Today is the 4th of Dhul-Hijjah. And each day's roza, may Allah give us all tawfiq, is equal to 1 year's rozas, which means about 360 rozas roughly. So one roza and you get the sawab of 360 rozas. The night's ibadat equal to Laylatul Qadr, which is 1,000 months. That means one night's ibadat and we get 1,000 months. And 1,000 months is 30,000 nights, 30 days more or less in a month. So 1 month, 30 nights. So 30,000, we get the sawab of 30,000 nights ibadat. And the nights ibadat, we can make as much as we can. But even if we just make our Isha with Jamaat, our Fajr with Jamaat, we get the whole night sawab. And then whatever more we do, we read Surah Waqiyah, Surah Alif Lam Mim Sajda, and by that, and Tabarakalladhi, Allah Ta'ala protects us from the adab of the Akhirat, of the Qabr, by that, and many other great, great wazifas that we can read. And the ibadat is of namaz, how much we can make nafal namaz, if it is at night, tahajjud, after Maghrib, Awwabin, all this Awwabin, 12 years ibadat sawab. So just that Awwabin, which is so short, and we get the sawab of 12 years. A common explanation for this that we give is like a person working for somebody from 9 in the morning till 5 in the afternoon, for example, and 5 o'clock a customer or some work comes, and the boss say, give me 5 minutes more, and I will give you the wages of 12 years. Whatever his wages are, 10,000 a month, 15,000 a month, 20, multiply that by 12 for 1 year, by multiply that by 12 for 12 years. So Allah says, for awwabin, like so to say, your work is finished, but you just give me, just for making awwabin, another 5 minutes. And I'll give you the reward of 12 years of ibadat. Nobody in the world can give so much. It's only Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So all the nawafil have got great, great. So during these days, how much we can, Allah ta'ala give us tawfi. So, and one important thing about these 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah is, one is not to cut one's hair, etc. And the other is that from the 9th of Dhul-Hijjah, after the Fajr of the 9th, we should be reading our 4th kalima. La ilaha illallah, Allah. No, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, walillahi alhamd. And this is, and for 23 namazes, which will be Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday till Asr. Allah give us tawfiq. And this is the only time. And one thing, some weakness that is in some of us, that we read it very like softly and without like any emotion. I can remember in Jami Masjid, there were those people, now they have passed away, Allah give them all and give us all Jannah. But they should be very particular about these takbirat, and they should read them with enthusiasm, feeling. That like in the all the malaika called out when Ibrahim alayhi salam was slaughtering, he's supposed to slaughter his son. And Allah Ta'ala replaced it with a ram. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Jibreel alayhi salam was coming down with the ram. La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. And then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam all looked and the ram was coming. Allahu Akbar, walillahi alhamd. And then he slaughtered the ram. So this is, we should do it with that jazba and that feeling. And that we are slaughtering our nafs. And that is what we're trying to speak about today, about our main enemy that we have got is nafs. There are two main enemies, shaitan and Allah Ta'ala, as he said, inna shaitana lakum aduun fattakhidhuhu aduwa. Shaitan is your enemy, so may take him as your enemy. But today we have befriended shaitan, and we do according to the dictates of shaitan. And unfortunately, the vast majority of us, we are just following shaitan and what he says, all the wrong things. And on the other enemy is of nafs, that is our desires, whether it is this body which is made of sand and water and inclines to material things. And it wants all these material things, and the ruh, which is the real life. And this body also cannot live but by the ruh. As long as the ruh is there, there is life in the body. Once the ruh is gone out, then there is no life in the body. So the ruh is the main. And the ruh is from Allah Ta'ala. And the ruh, its nature is to obey the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. And to go towards akhirat. And to go to the sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And that we should be having the love of Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasalam. Especially at this time also, Allah make it for all of us that our thoughts are there in Makkah Sharif, in Medina Sharif. People who are there now, Labbaik, Allahumma Labbaik. Oh Allah, you called us, we are here now. All the Wufudur Rahman, the groups of people of Allah Ta'ala. And they'll be all going to Arafat there on Wednesday. Yeah? On Tuesday. They'll be going to Arafat on Tuesday. And all the people from around the world and all different types of people and what sacrifices people have made. Just by the way, as we remember now, Allah make the desire of Hajj in everyone's heart. Even if we don't have the means, but we must have the desire for Hajj. Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali says, his daughter, he went and visit her one time after she was married, and she told him that, make dua for me, I want to go for Hajj. So he asked, you really want to go for Hajj? So she said, yes, I want to go for Hajj. He said, what preparations have you made? So they were poor, husband wasn't earning much. How much they earned, so much they used to spend. There was nothing to put away as a saving. So she said, I can't save anything. So he says, you can't even save one anna. In those days, currency, it was a very small amount. She said, not so much I can save. She says, then save that. That will be proof that you really want to. It is also famous of the Cape Town people that they used to go a lot for Hajj, and Hajj was ingrained in them. And they were poor people. The woman used to do a washerwoman, washing clothes, etc. But in those days, a ticket, 2.5 cent, which we say today, they should save, so they put one side a ticket and save for Hajj. And they should go for Hajj. Allah should take them. So it's not the money, not the passport, not all that. But it is that earnest desire, Allah give it to all of us. So anyway, she started saving that one anna. Not much she saved, and she passed away young. She wasn't very old, she passed away. So when they saw, were sorting out her things, they found this one packet and written on the Hajj money. So they gave it to Hazrat Mufti Sahab. This was her Hajj money, what she wanted to go. It was very little, but he completed it and he made Hajj for her. And then when he was in Arafat, he fell asleep and he saw her on Jabal-e-Rahmat in Arafat. So Allah will take a person. We must have that desire, even that little bit we put away. But Allah Ta'ala will take us. So anyway, so this nafs of ours, this is our main enemy. And arjih, we're talking a little bit about the Hajj, so make our minds present of all the Hajjis, reading Labbaik, making Tawaf, etc. And others who are in Medina Sharif, and there they are busy reading Salatul Salam. And imagine ourselves, as we also should be completing our tasbihat of Durood Sharif, and think that we are there by Rawdah Mubarak, and we are reading Durood Sharif, and the more adab and ihtiram we have got, the more we will benefit. One is we can be reading Durood Sharif, just like we are just reading, and for that also it's beneficial. Ulama have said to people when they complain that our hearts are not present, I'm just making zikr, but my heart is not present. They told them, make shukr, at least one part of your whole body is in the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. But we must not remain at that level. Try that we concentrate also. And with as much adab as possible we can, we try and read our, make our zikr, etc. And the third kalima during these days. Allah give us all tawfiq, that we try and read it at least 300 times a day. Ya Allah, give us tawfiq. How much more we can read, so much more better. And on the 9th, which will be the Wednesday, this Wednesday for us here, to read the 4th kalima as much as possible. And then from the 10th, 11th and 12th, the 3 days of Qurbani. During these days, the most Allah loves his ibadat in the whole year are during these days. So we should try and make as much ibadat as possible. Allah really loves this ibadat. And when Allah sees the people on Arafat, Allah becomes extremely happy. And most days, shaitan is saddened. And shaitan loses all his spirits like is on the day of Arafat. When he sees this whole multitude of people and whole life he made effort to lead them astray. Now Allah Ta'ala is forgiving them. Then the Qurbani, Allah let us get involved. During the days of Qurbani, the greatest ibadat Allah loves is that of Qurbani. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to be involved with the Qurbani, and not only to be involved also physically and mentally also. That really the Qurbani is to make Qurban, to sacrifice our nafs. So with regard to this nafs, Allah Ta'ala, our bodies are made of two main parts. One is the ruh and one is the nafs, the body. The ruh inclines towards Allah Ta'ala. But what, according to us, and this is what is called islah and reformation, to make the ruh overpower the nafs. Otherwise, if we don't do that, the nafs overpowers the ruh. And examples of these are beautiful examples are given when a person doesn't make the effort and the ruh takes advantage. One example is given by Ibn Jawzi, rahmatullah alayhi, a great, great scholar. He says that a dog went to the lion. Lion is the king of the animal kingdom. And he told him, change my name. My dog name, dog. Like a low animal, nobody likes a dog, so change my name. So he said, no, changing of name, you can't do that. So he insisted. So he said, okay, if that is the case, he has a piece of meat. Take it and don't eat it. Tomorrow you come back with it and I will change your name there. So when the dog went, now the temptation, the meat is there, and for a dog, how? Then the dog thought, this is now the nafs was working. name dog is after all not so bad, doesn't matter. But let me eat the meat. That is okay. So he ate the meat, so he couldn't have his name changed. So just like that, nafs. Like for example, we see Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam was alone with Zulekha in a room. And Zulekha made the offer. And she was a beautiful woman. And in the palace of the king, everything was there. The doors were locked. But he controlled his nafs. And finally what? وَمَنْ يَتَّقِي وَيَسْبِرْ. A person who pays taqwa, sabr, Allah. Allah made him the minister in Egypt. And afterwards she had to admit all her faults. On the other hand, his brothers, they were jealous. That was nafs. That the father liked Yusuf alayhi salam, gave preference to them. It was feelings a person is not responsible for. So he gave preference to them. And they were jealous about it. And it was that nafs of theirs that made them put him into a hole, into a well. And then afterwards the whole story carried on from there. But what was all that? That was their nafs. So nafs is a very, very, our great enemy. And nafs is with regard to a person sees a woman. He knows it's wrong to look, but he still wants to look. He fantasizes and starts thinking about her. He knows it's wrong, but he still does it. And if a person has to be, therefore, no matter how much shukr we make of our sharia, and Allah give us tawfiq to make amal on our sharia, that don't be alone with a woman anywhere, a strange woman. Because like other cultures, there's nothing, it doesn't mean. But then temptation is very, very great. And who a person then, nafs makes all stories to that person. So, and just also, we must make shukr that Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with such ulama who have educated us and taught us. Otherwise, one person just spoke now to me, a principal of a madrasa, and he asked one of his students, foreign students, to give a bayan. So he gave a bayan, and then in the bayan he said, we whole life we were making qurbani of chicken qurbani. And we didn't know that you can't make chicken qurbani. He says, only now I came to learn of it. And then he told me, he's sending me a poster that in England, there is a poster advertising for qurbani. And the first is chicken qurbani for £14. Now you can't make qurbani of chicken. But now see, unfortunately, how much shukr we must make that ordinary person also knows here that there is nothing like chicken qurbani. It must be a goat, sheep, the animals which are specified, cow, bulls, camels, etc. All that it must be. So how lot we have to make shukr to Allah Ta'ala. Anyway, so this nafs, the temptations which are there. And who made shaitan go astray? There was no other shaitan, it was his nafs. That his nafs made him go astray. So, and nafs is with everyone. So, and our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali gives a beautiful example also and explains that a person, for example, riding a horse, and the horse is going, and down deep in the valley, the horse sees green grass. So the horse wants to go for that green grass, and it wants to jump down. But if it's going to jump down, it's going to kill itself. The rider will get killed also. So at that time, what must the rider do? Hold the reins very stiff, so it doesn't at all go that way. And that is an expert rider who will be able to do that. And Hazrat says that if he does it to this extent, that the horse, it gets cut where the reins are put. And blood also comes out. Tolerate that also. After that, you can take it to a vet, animal doctor, and let him treat the horse for that. But if you allow it to do at that time, then the horse going to die, you going to die. Just like that is our nafs, temptations which come. and then you want to. So make your full effort, complete effort, that you don't allow the nafs to do what it wants to do. Even if it has to get injured in the process, you can treat it afterwards. Your nafs, you can go to your sheikh, you can go to a doctor that you got injured, it didn't do. But don't do what the nafs wants you to do. Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, Jazahumullah Khair, he said that in all matters that we have to do, keep your intelligence which Allah has given you, your intellect, over your nafs. Don't listen to your nafs. Listen to your mind will tell you this is wrong, to look at another woman, to do things for name and fame. You know this is wrong. So listen to your intellect. And don't make your intellect your khuda, your God also. Make Shariat, Quran and Hadith. That is what we must listen to. So that is what we must follow. But unfortunately, the vast majority of us, we just follow what our nafs wants us to tell. Today, the sports, it's all our nafs, enjoyment of them. Food, and the amount of food also we eat. Actually, we eat far too much. Haji Ahmed Nakhuda Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, he was a person that he made great, great sacrifices. And he should eat very little. And he couldn't tolerate somebody eating halal, jais food, halal and tayyiban, more than what is required to eat, more than that. He couldn't. And he himself used to eat very little. And all he used to have is like duri, were just salt, that's all. Very little he should eat. So our desires of our food, of our looking, of doing things for name and fame, for our own pleasure, that takes precedence over in all matters. And Bhaijan, Hazrat Maulana Farooq Saab, Haji Farooq, commonly known as his son, when he came to our country some months back, every bayan, he was speaking on the harms and the dangers of the nafs, how the nafs misleads us. And in the ayat of the Quran Sharif, just a little bit translation, Allah says, وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ. So that person who fears that I'll have to be standing in front of Allah on the day of Qiyamah. And now also Allah is in front of us. Not only in namaz, but unfortunately for me, for most of us, even in namaz, Allah is not in front of us. Otherwise, in namaz at least. But out of namaz, we don't even think of Allah Ta'ala. And Allah is there all the time. And namaz, one of the objects is to develop this quality of ihsan, that all the time we realize that Allah is watching us. That if we can't be conscious to know, to see that Allah is around, and whatever we see Allah Ta'ala. In fact, according to us, when we see nothing, we must be seeing Allah. Like the air, oxygen, nothing we are seeing, but we are only living, as far as asbab is concerned, by this oxygen which Allah has put here. If the oxygen is not there, one person who passed away in this week, from after Isha, he started gasping for oxygen. So they put oxygen for him. And by 3 o'clock it went so much that he just couldn't, and he passed away. So oxygen, and we can't see the oxygen. But even if we can't see the oxygen, but we should be seeing Allah Ta'ala, that Allah is making this oxygen, that we are breathing in oxygen all the time. We are breathing out carbon dioxide, and Allah made the arrangement for it to go away. So Allah Ta'ala, so there, all the time we should. So a person, وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ, that person who has the fear of standing in front of Allah, of the greatness and the honor and the grandeur of Allah. And then not only they have that fear, وَنَهَا النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَى, and he stops his nafs from its desires, the desires of the nafs, on the phone, How many people are addicted to porn? We just have to. And even a person who is not addicted, how many? They say that when a photo of a woman comes, we just watch all the time. On the road, on billboards, a woman are advertised on everything. So how much a person, so a person who has this Allah Ta'ala in front, Allah give me tawfiq. I mustn't speak that as though I'm somebody and I'm telling others. No, I'm addressing myself. We all are desperately in need. So we have to all that to do things for name and fame. Even we give a bayan, or even we read namaz, we perform namaz, and we read qiraat, Allah made us good qaris, and we read correctly. We also expect people to praise us. And if a person reads a qiraat in a jalsa or somewhere, then also he expects people to praise him, to acknowledge it. A person who gives charity, in fact, it comes in the hadith, the first three people to go into Jahannam, one will be a person who gave a lot of charity, but he gave it for name and fame. One, he will be a mujahid, a person who went for jihad, but he also, that people must speak. And one is an alim, that he also for name and fame. So these are very, very dangerous. This nafs is a very great enemy of ours. And during the days of Ramadan particularly, when Allah closed the roads of the nafs by roza, no eating, drinking. These days, rozas are not for us. But if we keep the rozas, then also to control. And these days, rozas also in ayyami, in ashure hurum, the sacred months, which was last month Dhul-Qa'dah, this month Dhul-Hijjah, the next month Muharram, and the month Rajab. During these months, a person, whatever she form, will remain permanently with him. So for Islah and for reformation, these are ideal opportunities. So we make the effort that we control ourselves. So, وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ وَنَهَى النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَى. He controls his nafs from its desires. فَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ هِيَ الْمَأْوَى. Then Jannat is your place. So as ulama say, that just put one step on your nafs and your next step is in Jannat. But this nafs, to control it, to bring it under control, it's like more worse than a child who is rebellious, than a dog that is rebellious, that's fighting back. The nafs is even worse than that. And it is an effort to bring it under control. But unfortunately, me, all of us, we hardly think of it as an enemy, as something to bring under control. We don't even give it a thought. And it's leading us astray. A person who's gone, if your GPS, it gives you wrong directions and takes you right on the harmful, dangerous places. Like that, our nafs is leading us. We are following the nafs one way. And where it's leading us? In the other ayat, Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَا أُبَرِّئُ نَفْسِي. Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam says, he's a Nabi, he was destined to be a Nabi of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. He was pure, his nafs was 100% under control. Who can control himself really with a beautiful woman alone in a palace? And she made all the arrangements. And at such a time that I can't do this haram. And he runs from there. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali also says that at times of such guna, don't only make dua, but run away. Do the effort also at that time. So Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam at that time. So Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq to understand this great enemy and to bring him under control. Inna nafsa لَأَمَّارَةٌ بِالسُّوءٍ. Nafs is such that not only أَمَرَ بِالسُّوءٍ, that it commands you to do wrong, أَمَّارَ, it commands over and over, do it, do it, don't worry, nobody will know, nobody is watching, carry on, do it. But that is the work of nafs. So Allah give us tawfiq, that we can, Allah give me, give us all tawfiq, that we can save ourselves from this nafs and get all the ni'mat from Allah Ta'ala. May Allah give us all tawfiq.